down to item number four, administrative review of previous actions. Number 121-123 in regards to Edwin Kiesel, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on his practice termination plan submitted in compliance with this consent agreement. And Ms. Solomon, you are the lead on that.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. This is returning to the board for updated information. The practice has been sold. Escrow has closed in August of this year. And as a result, I've reviewed the consent agreement, the terms of the consent agreement, and what is required in the termination plan, most of which have been met, except for item number, emphasis and clarification of respondent agrees that he will discontinue providing veterinary medical service in Arizona after the termination of his practice, which per his letter is October 31st, because he will be staying on for 90 days under the new owner, and he will, so that becomes the effective date. I have a question, does that also become the effective, the next section of the consent agreement goes into respondent agrees not to submit any type of new license application to the board for a minimum of 5 years after his license expires, or December 31st, 2024, or December 31st, 2020, should respondent terminate his practice prior to that date, which did occur. So according to his termination plan, that will have happened. So I just want to make sure October 31st is when he will no longer be practicing, but his license is still good till December 31st of that year, of this year? Okay, that was the point of clarification I want to make. So with that and a question about are we expecting a new premise or revised premise license to be coming in?
Yes.
On this item? Okay, which
yes.
We have not yet received.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, thank you. With that, Madam Chair, I move we approve the termination plan for Dr. Kiesel. Okay.
Motion, do we hear a second?
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second to approve the termination plan submitted by Dr. Kiesel. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, still have a couple more minutes. So let's do number 22-55 regards to Carla Lombana, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on completion of continuing education as required by board order. So her CE has been complete.
This is 22-55?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would make a motion that we accept the completion of the CE as stated.
Okay, and then we're returning
her
license
status. We're returning her license status, yes. Thank you.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, a motion and a second. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Let's go ahead and do that next one then. 22-25 in regards to John Porter.
You might want it. It might take longer. For the McWhorter.
Oh, it's that one? Okay.
It might be a little more involved.
Let's see. Okay,
sorry.
No, thank you for pointing that out. I'm trying to look at my notes as quickly as. Okay, let's do. So hold off on that one then, and let's do 22-36 regards to Rowena DeMonte, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with board order. Again, it's the same as with Lombana, the her CE plan. Or, she was just submitting her plan, so. Anybody else? So we're just approving her CE plan.
All right, so I'm missing one of the hours. I see. It's supposed to be six of anesthesia?
Yeah, she's got six anesthesia.
Six? Are they all there?
One, two.
Maybe I think I did one more.
Yes, they're all.
And then she's got the extra one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of another, there's another one.
Is that a motion?
A motion to accept her teaching education.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, so let's get ready now for our control interview. 11